USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California. The Supreme Court will consider two cases on immigration policy and the border wall. One case involves the Trump administration's policy that people seeking asylum in the United States remain in Mexico while their cases are pending. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.